the tango. It's a beautiful desperation that can pull two strangers together to dance out their dreams and desires, to be great lovers and heroes, if only for a moment. The music is a rainbow of color, the dance floor an immense canvas upon which the couple traces out figures of elegance and alienation. From Helsinki to Tokyo, from Montreal to Munich, dancers and romantics everywhere submit to the tango's subtle demands. The tango's rules were struck in the barrios of Buenos Aires and enshrined on the opulent dance floors of Paris. Today, the tango continues to latch onto our imaginations, luring us toward another dimension of the human spirit. Hello, my name is Guadalupe Jolicourt, welcoming you to the second episode of This is the Tango. Today, El Ensayo del Tango, the tango lesson.
Okay, we count it. 5, 6, 7. Okay, who are going to be? Okay, we have two volunteers
45?
Here. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Oh. 5.
Okay. 1.
5, 6, 7, 8. And 1, 2.
3, 4, 5,
1-8, and place the foot, and turn around resolution. Good.
Si la comunicación, the communication superior, is good.
If the dialogue in the upper body is good.
These are the voices and sounds of people learning the tango at the Purple Onion in Vancouver, British Columbia. Every Sunday evening, this unlikely venue gives up its techno beats and laser light shows for the subtle cry of the bandoneon. Like a Buenos Aires fog, the music rolls into the corners of the darkened room where dance partners shed the routines of ordinary life to take up the tango once again. This evening, a visitor from the Rio de la Plata has joined the tango proceedings. Maria Elena Pavón is a small 50-something woman whose appearance might remind you of your favorite aunt until she steps onto La Pista, the dance floor. La Pista is her world. It is her classroom, her universe. Here, the profesora knows all the rules.
El hombre necesita para comenzar a bailar la estimulación de la música y el sentimiento que le produce esa mujer, su perfume o lo que él sabe que ella siente por el tango. Nadie empieza a bailar inmediatamente que toma a la mujer en sus brazos.
To begin the dance, the man needs the stimulation of the music and the emotions that a woman may stir in him. It may be her perfume or what he knows she feels for the tango. No man begins to dance immediately after taking the woman into his arms.
Tanto el hombre como la mujer flexionan sus rodillas para estar dispuestos a hacer cualquier momento, en cualquier dirección y rápidamente un movimiento.
The man and the woman must both flex their knees to be ready to make any move in any direction as rapidly as possible.
En el tango, uno más uno es igual a uno. Es una común unión. Comunión de cuerpos y almas.
In the tango, 1 + 1 is equal to 1. It is a common union, a communion of bodies and souls.
Thank you.
The recording of Carlos Di Sarli's orchestra playing La Comparsita comes to an abrupt halt, and the dance lesson ends. As the lights come up, dance partners reach for their overcoats and bundle up for the real world. Light chatter begins to fill the room. The sermon has now ended, but the congregation mingles for a while. They stretch out their farewells, South American style, and reluctantly put the tango away for another week. For them, the tango is an escape into a world of intimacy and exotic gesture. For others, the tango is a way of life where the dancing never stops. Decades ago, the tanguero was the original tango fanatic. A lonely creature lurking at the margins of society, he had two obsessions, the music and the dance. Of course, his perpetual goal was to get a woman's attention, and if he was a good enough dancer, he often got his wish. The tanguero's traditional haunt was La Boca, the gaudy waterfront barrio of Buenos Aires that gave birth to the tango. He lived in decrepit conventillos, the crowded tenements inhabited by immigrants and laborers. The tanguero rarely missed an opportunity to leave his oppressive digs and lose himself in the dance. His crepuscular ritual was the same every night. He faces up to the mirror. The tanguero does a quick inspection before leaving for the cabaret. Tonight it's the brown suit. There are only two suits. The other is black. The silk handkerchief looks almost out of place in the worn breast pocket, and the heavy cufflinks anchor his starched white sleeves. The tanguero reaches for a cigarette. Good. Todo está en orden. The tanguero cocks his hat on his slicked back hair. He pauses, then turns to the door. At the dance hall, he finds his place at a small table in a dim corner. With an arch of an eyebrow, he acknowledges the bartender, and the ginebra is sent his way. Now he must wait. He will feel it when it's right. The woman, the mood, the music.
Recordar estas horas vividas del ayer. Recordar lo que ya nunca más ha de volver. Corazón, yo sé bien que puedes olvidar, yo sé bien que esa pena que tenés es porque recordar. El viento silba su canción de tedio por las soledades, y en el silencio vago entre las sombras junto a mí pesaré, porque el recuerdo que atormenta mi alma siempre me persigue, y muy bajito me dice llorando que nunca lo olvide. Poder borrar este dolor y feliz reiré a la vida y al amor, pero tú, corazón que no puedes olvidar, volverás con aquel lejano ayer a ser. canción de tedio por las soledades. Y en el silencio vago entre las sombras junto a mí pesaré. Porque el recuerdo que atormenta mi alma siempre me persigue. Y muy bajito me dice llorando que nunca lo olvide. Que no lo olvide.
Mientras la luna serena baña con su luz de plata como un sol con su luna, se oye cantar su canción, la planta dulce y sentida que todo el barrio escuchaba cuando el silencio reinaba. En el viejo caserón cuentan que fue la piba de arrabal, la flor del barrio aquel que amaba un pasador. Solo para ella cantó el amor al pie de un ventanal, pero otro amor por aquella mujer nació en el corazón del tabla más mental. Que un farol en duelo criollo vio bajo su débil luz morir los dos.
Duelo criollo, The Knife Duel, and before that, Cuando silba el viento, When the Wind Howls. Mario Pomar sang Duelo Criollo, and Mercedes Simone sang Cuando Silba el Viento. The last two songs were very much in keeping with the dark and brooding tango that evolved in the barrios of Buenos Aires and Montevideo. But during the Golden Age, roughly the 1920s to the 1940s, the music took on a more light-hearted feel. Argentina's volatile economy, largely surging at this time, made life better for many, including the tanguero. After earning considerable respect in Paris, the tango left the dark and discreet boliches of Buenos Aires and came out into the light of day. Everywhere you went in those days, whether it was a café, a cabaret, a theater, or a social club, you were bound to hear the tango. Even the most modest cinema employed a tango pianist, if not a full sextet, to accompany silent films. And tango enthusiasts return to the same movie house just to hear their favorite ensemble. The nightclubs were jammed with dancers eager to hear their favorite bands who were often booked a year in advance. The ensembles of Juan D'Arienzo, Carlos Di Sarli, Aníbal Troilo and Francisco Canaro were just some of the great talents of the Golden Age. Imagine the Nacional Café, the cathedral of tango, in Buenos Aires on Corrientes, the street that never sleeps. Couples are turned out in their smartest attire. The woman, her hair tied back, wears a beautiful dress, slit up the side to allow her to move freely and surrender to every nuance in the music. The man, equally elegant, can hardly hide his excitement. They embrace, lingering in position zero, la pausa, that split second that prepares them for the dance.
Sacale viruta al piso hasta romper los zapatos.
The band is Francisco Canaro's Quinteto Pirincho. The music, Arrabalera, the dance of the Arrabal.
Sacale el hilo a esa chaucha, si es que tenés buenas uñas.
Para las madres y mozas de mi ciudad, yo soy un cantor sincero, sencillo y sentimental. Trabajo como el hornero y canto como el zorzal. Siempre supe respetar al que habló y trató conmigo. En San Telmo me conocen por cantor y buen amigo. Si hay que calmar el dolor del que vive padeciendo, soy primero en la ocasión para aliviar su corazón.
Thank you.
We just heard Taquito Militar, played by Francini and Pontier's Orquesta Típica. Before that, Yo Soy de San Telmo, played by Carlos Di Sarli's orchestra with Roberto Rufino singing. The set started with Francisco Canaro's Quinteto Pirincho performing Arrabalera, the dance of the Arrabal. My name is Guadalupe Jolicourt, your host for This is the Tango on CBC Stereo and CBC Radio. In this program, we're celebrating the golden age of tango, the music that made everybody dance. If there is a lesson to be learned about the tango, it's that once initiated, you can never turn back. The tango, that virus from the bordello, demands complete abandon. The man and woman must surrender themselves to the fragile negotiation of power and sensuality. The provocative nature of tango has inspired many writers to contemplate its metaphysical dimension. American author Waldo Frank described the tango as if it existed in a realm beyond the bodies of the dancers. The world is a solid element that swirls, rises, falls. The world is the music, and the dancers are a continuous substance within it. Within the chaste contours of the tango figures rages the desire of sex. The bodies do not touch, yet they are joined. The current is so intense within the man and the woman that it leaps in the air and copulates them. This blue current of sex is also in contact with the music that is the substance of life itself. After all, the pampa and altar and forest are all within it.